This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Experts say Milwaukee's lead pipe problems are an environmental justice issue. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
At least three Milwaukee schools have closed and about a handful of students were exposed to unsafe levels of lead. As city officials continue to investigate, they are forced to do so without federal support that usually assists in crises like these. Tony Wilkin Gibbart with Midwest Environmental Advocates says Milwaukee was already facing a lead poisoning crisis.
Milwaukee has the highest rates of childhood lead poisoning of any community in the state. That problem is primarily driven by the fact that inner city Milwaukee has been historically subject to redlining, housing discrimination, and disinvestment.
Gibbart says inner city kids may be going from homes that have lead hazards to schools that have lead hazards. Poor families and children are disproportionately impacted. Lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978, but the majority of buildings in Milwaukee were built before the ban. Wisconsin prohibits municipalities like Milwaukee from requiring rental inspections before occupancy, leading to poorly maintained units and potentially overlooked lead presence. Marty Kanarek, professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says research now shows that no amount of lead is safe for children.
It slows their growth and development. It affects their learning and behavior. It even can affect their hearing and speech, lowers their IQ, decreases their ability to sit still, to pay attention. And unfortunately, these effects can be lifelong.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the three-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added eight more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost four in a row.
We obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and, you know, we got to clean it up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
The music of the stars back on the air. Good morning. A birthday today to celebrate. And the great talents of a young lady from Laughlin. We lost her all too soon. Judy Kern. Judy Kern, born on this day. Here's an appearance of Judy on the Ed Sullivan television program.
Who's kissing him now? I wonder who's teaching him how? I wonder who's looking into his eyes? Breathing sighs, telling lies. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever jealous her of me, and I wonder who's loving him now. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells her of me, and I wonder who's loving him now, and I wonder who's kissing him now.
It's suck it to me time.
Some sad news to report. Judy Carney from the classic 60s TV show Laugh-In has died of pneumonia.
I get it all now. It was all just a trap, wasn't it?
Carney and Goldie Hawn each got their big break on the show. Carney was also briefly married to Burt Reynolds. She was 76.
Is it fun? When the fellas start arriving, it's a question of surviving, and the only thing a girl can do is run.
Here's Judy Carn.
I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted, doing the ring around a rosy rag. Went in the park late at night, and he put a lot of people over radio. Uptight he was, doing the ring around a rosy rag.
On the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, I hope you'll come a-callin' and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night that the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me. The first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Oh, see how I love you. On the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day in
Big hit for Rosie. Music of the Star. Joe Stafford.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you
Joe Stafford. And Jerome Kern wrote that. The Music of the Stars from Broadway. The year 1939. The Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network. Jerome Kern and Rebecca Lauer are there in the Emerald Spotlight.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you very much.
Mel Torme.
Producer, writer, composer, and actor.
Wait a minute. Wait. What about for a singer?
Oh, for a singer, you sing even better than a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Thank you, I think.
You know, Mel, it's just amazing all the things you are.
It's kind of amazing, Peg, that you would say that at that particular time.
Are you ready to join us?
I certainly are.
Mel with the Lennon Sister.
For a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Jerome Kern. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lennon's with Mel Torme. I'm looking for songs about May. There are plenty, but how about Billy May? We'll be right back. The big band of Billy May. Francis Albert Sinatra.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Whatever did I do? My tears for you, they make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky that used to be blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you are driving me crazy. What did I do? Did I do to you? Hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Tell me, what did I do? Please, what did I do?
Creed Taylor, always up for a good time. Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling. Love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Worry, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Patsy Cline and Perry Como. What a combo.
Success is all they're dreaming of. How blessed we are with our
Nick Perito's orchestra. Nice tune, and Sidney Lipman helped write that. Monica Mancini with a tune by her daddy Hank. The Music of the Stars.
Crazy world, full of crazy contradictions, like a child. First you drive me wild,
one minute tender, gentle, then temperamental as a summer storm. Just when I believe your heart's getting the same old roller coaster ride, but I've got my pride. I won't give in, even though I know I'll never win. Oh, how I
by Leslie Berkus. Great stuff. Patrick Williams arranged that. Nobody better. Henry Mancini. The Music of the Stars.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if she wants them out of the way. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. If she wants it, so will it be. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, she moves me with a smile. Difficult, I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, am I?
If
I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love. Am I?
Carl Sigmund wrote that. It's from Wisconsin. Here's Vic Damone.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. Love me as long as you wanted. Then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself
was almost, well, not that almost, Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather. He said, no. So they got Al Martino. I was talking about Dean Elliott earlier from Madison. Dean Elliott tune. Tell you more about him. Gene Elliott. William Bunt, his real name. Studied at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wrote a lot of Mr. Magoo stuff. Tom and Jerry. Birthday's May 11, 1917. We lost him on New Year's Eve, 1999. Admitted you enjoyed that. Dean Elliott wrote a lot of Mr. Seuss stuff. I mean, Dr. Seuss. Return to the Planet of the Apes, Dean Elliott. Music of the Stars, and good morning to Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE.
Under the moon above, you got me acting just like a loon. It must be love. Crazy people like you, 'cause lovebirds of a feather always flock together. It's an old, old custom of the house that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterpart. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Wow. Goofy people like me go crazy over the things you do. Wow. Don't mind if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit I've got. You drive me wild. Crazy people like me go crazy over the people like you. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
All right, Boswell. Dino Martino, Ocean's 11.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Music of the Stars, be right back.
Fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Oh, that sounds painful.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Look out. Music of the Stars. Good morning. I'm Lou Vergani, and the show goes on till noon. Good morning, Eau Claire, WCFW.
Is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community opportunities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.